In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we commemorate the Fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, which met in the year 787 and established the icons as essential to the spirituality of the Orthodox faith. This council brought an end to 50 years of persecution of the Orthodox by those who wanted to destroy the icons, whom we call the iconoclasts. Unfortunately, even after this time, there was another attack on the icons and in the 800s, and many of the same Holy Fathers who were at the Seventh Ecumenical Council died as martyrs and confessors. But what they accomplished has, down through the centuries, has borne great spiritual fruit. The icons are an essential part of our faith. They testify to the Incarnation. That is their really importance to us. Today's epistle speaks to us about how to lead a fruitful life in the Spirit, giving us some simple and direct advice. Apply ourselves to good deeds and avoid unfruitful deeds. Among the list of unfruitful things to avoid are stupid controversies, genealogies, dissensions, and quarrels over the law. When it comes to stupid controversies, there seem to be no end of these things. And today, they're certainly easy to find with all the information that we have flowing towards us from the internet and other places. Of course, it's inevitable that there will be some controversy in our lives. But it seems that most of them are not profitable, and we should just simply avoid them. Maybe we have to give our opinion sometimes, but then we can just let it go. We can walk away or change the subject. As for genealogies, the Apostle Paul in this letter to Titus may be referring to certain obsessions of that day undertaken by the Gnostics, a group of people who, some of them claim to be Christians. In our time, there's still this sort of speculations going on, but we also have people who chase down their genealogies through DNA testing, which is not bad in itself, but can become an obsession with some people, I've seen. Regardless, whichever we are dealing with, any of these things can become what we know as a rabbit trail. Not wrong to learn about our heritage it's not wrong to learn about many things, but any of these things can take up too much time, too much resources. Dissensions and quarrels over the law, I'm lumping together under the category of useless argumentation. Unfortunately, this is something the Orthodox often fall into. We have many rules and customs, and we feel that the ones we are used to are the right ones. And it's true that many of these customs have a symbolic value and are an aid to our spiritual lives. But it's also true that submitting to the local customs in these matters is good for the spirit. And since I started in the Russian church, went to the Greek church for several years, and now in the Antiochians, I've had to change my customs many times. And so it's better to submit to these things, as long as it's not heretical or something of that nature, than it is to argue and create dissensions. When it comes to all these types of things, we are told by the apostles to avoid a person who is factious. This is somebody who stirs things up, who turns us against one another, who creates factions. A factious person creates factions. We are told to admonish this person once or twice and then to avoid them. That's not always easy to do, but we can't avoid engaging in the arguments. All of these things we are to avoid are things that can lead us to be unfruitful. And we are told in this epistle, what does being fruitful mean? It means doing good things, things that will help those in need. Not all of us can get out there and build a house for someone, but we can at least pray for them. It is true. Helping people in need can be quite difficult. Even when you're helping them, they can be cantankerous and mean to you. But making the effort can be spiritually fruitful for us, even when it seems like we're not helping them. In today's gospel, the Lord told the parable of the sower, which is also about how to be fruitful. When he told this parable, the disciples didn't understand the meaning of it. I wonder if we would understand the meaning if we didn't have the explanation right in front of us. When they asked him, he said, it's not given to everyone to know the meaning of it. But to you it is, so he explained it to them. They had the advantage of asking him directly. He explained that the seed is the word of God. And the seed that falls by the path and is eaten by the birds represents those who hear the word, but the devil takes the seed from their hearts before it even begins to sprout. Yes, we believe in the devil. We're fighting the devil. That's what this is all about. He's not an imaginary. He's a person. He's a real evil spirit. The seed that falls on the rock sprouts, but it can't put down roots. There's no water, so it dries up. This represents those who receive the good news with joy, but when a test comes, they fall away. The seed that falls among the thorns represents those who hear, but in the living of life are choked by cares, riches, and pleasures. And their fruit does not ripen to maturity. And I find this last group most interesting because of the cares, riches, and pleasures that lead them astray. We all certainly have cares. And they can lead us astray. But if we even have a little faith, when those cares come to us, we will turn to God. And he will help us. If we seek him. Remember, we are told, if we seek him with all our heart. But riches and pleasures can be the most dangerous things to the spiritual life. They can be good in themselves, and can be used to benefit us and others. But they tempt us to feel satisfied with ourselves and satisfied with this earthly life and to feel we don't need God. This is a great spiritual danger that seems to have engulfed most of our society today and sadly even many of the churches, if not most. And it's coming after us too. The final group mentioned by the Lord are those who receive the word and, quote, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bring forth fruit with patience. Honesty, goodness, and patience. We all value these qualities in others, but we often find it hard to practice them ourselves, especially patience. We have to choose to do so. The Christian life is a choice, and a choice you have to make every day, all day, every day. The Lord's message is simple. To be fruitful, we must be honest, good, and patient. We mustn't get bogged down in fruitless controversies or following rabbit trails to nowhere. We must be as little children, holding him close in our hearts. Through the prayers of our holy fathers of the Seventh Ecumenical Council, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us. Amen.